The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah. I saw something that, you know, it falls into the category of odd knowledge, and, you know, I'm the keeper of odd knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in North Carolina, which is referred to as first in flight because Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, is where the Wright brothers got their plane off the ground. And it's always been a big controversy between North Carolina and Ohio as to which one was the birthplace of flight. Because the Wright brothers, they said, did all of their work at their home in Ohio building the plane. And then they just had to find a place where the wind was perfect to be able to get it in the air. And that was Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. So they weren't from here. But either way, I'm finding out now that Wilbur was the one that did all the work. And he gave Orville half the credit so his feelings wouldn't be hurt.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
That's what it said. And that, it was basically like, signing your little brother's name on mom's birthday card.
Oh
yeah. It's like having a group project in school and one person does all the work, but it's like a monumental thing that happened with them.
Yeah.
Wow.
So which one was older? Do y'all know which one was older, Wilbur or Orville? I mean, because they both have such young sounding names.
Yeah, right.
I always thought, I mean, not that I think about this much, but I always thought Orville was older. I think I remembered it because O and O.
Older Wright brother. Oh, man. I clicked on the one that said older Wrigley or Fenway.
Mm-hmm. That's a good brother, though.
A fantastic brother.
I love that.
I feel like my brother to my little brother would be like, no, get your own, yeah. You know, yeah. Accolade.
So, yeah, Wilbur was the older one.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Yeah, so little brother's name on it.
See how much I know. I don't know anything.
Wow.
Well, good for them.
Absolutely. That's what a good brother does. They look out for them and let them share, bask in the glory. But this is a huge one. I mean, the discovery of flight.
Yeah. This isn't some essay you're turning in. This is.
Yeah. Yeah. But now the commercial flight was invented in Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Delta brothers were crop dusters. Remember I told y'all this in Monroe, that area is a lot of soybeans and cotton, that kind of stuff. So they were crop dusters. And one day a man's car broke down and he needed to get to a couple of towns over for a business meeting. And one of them said, well, get in my plane. I'll take you. And the guy gave him money for taking him to the next town. And then that's where the idea hit. We could do this for a lot of people.
I love that.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, the headquarters of Delta used to be in Monroe before they moved it to Atlanta. They were trying to get it somewhere safer. Hey, Jody's like, bye, hun. Have a good day.
Bye, hun.
Hmm.
You didn't hear me. I'm in your ears.
Right. She.
Bye, hun.
Yeah. So, it's a Delta used to be there in, and they call that area of the country the Delta anyway.
Yeah.
It's, this goes into Mississippi and.
Oh, that, yeah. So that is where they got the name.
No, I thought their name was Delta. Or maybe they just called their business Delta Brothers.
That's interesting. I would have never known that.
Let's see. Delta Brothers.
In the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Great jam. Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Solid.
pilots.
We stopped when I was on the Misfits trip a long time ago. We stopped at Elvis's house.
Oh, did you? Elvis's house. Graceland.
Graceland. That's it. That's it. Yeah. We just, everyone was like, let's try to go in. I'm like, I'm not wasting money on this.
No, I wouldn't care either. I think Elvis is one of the most overrated people ever.
Yeah. I mean, he deserves some kind of acknowledgement, but I'm with you. Like,
oh, he was great.
I mean, he was great, but he also was a druggie and died on the toilet. Like,
yeah,
we got to have some kind of, no, that knocked you down
about,
a little.
I'm just talking about his talent.
Well, sure. Sure.
But the reason, you got to understand the reason why he was into all the drugs and everything.
I don't know.
It is because his fans literally loved him to death.
Oh, that's it.
He couldn't have no peace. He couldn't have no privacy. He couldn't go nowhere. Everybody was just up his ass.
He was exhausted.
And he turned to them pills to kind of hold off some of the anxiety and everything.
Well.
And even that Colonel Tom Parker wouldn't let him go out of the country to do a damn concert. Elvis never played a concert outside the U.S. America.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because Colonel Tom Parker was a fugitive, an international fugitive. He couldn't go into foreign countries and then come back into America.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So he always, Elvis just was constantly, I want to go to Japan. I want to go to Japan because that was what they wanted. You know, Japanese people love Elvis.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go there and he wanted to do a world tour. And it was always sabotaged by Colonel Tom Parker.
Could he have just stayed here without him?
Mm-mm. He always had to have his thumb on Elvis.
Oh. Well,
up in the middle of everything, because, I mean, he was, you know, he was getting money out of him every time. He wanted him to do what he wanted to do. Mm. And he said, you make much more money. And, you know, Japanese ain't got no money, Elvis. You're not going to make any money over there. He's like, well, what about all these other acts that are, you know, touring the world and selling out venues and all that stuff? No, man, no.
Come on, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Was he really a
fugitive?
Yeah. Was he really a colonel in the military?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, he just went by that title.
Yeah, kind of like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Is he like a Colonel Sanders type?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love those fake colonels.
Yeah. But yeah, y'all should watch that movie with that Disney guy who's not, he's all grown up and handsome now. What was his name?
Austin Butler.
Yeah, Austin Butler. That was a good show. It was weird and it was a lot of crazy flashbacks and, you know, it's a Baz Luhrmann movie. So it had all this kind of psychedelic looking stuff in it, but the story is actually good.
And I remember the review saying he was very good as Elvis.
Yeah. And whatever that new movie he's in that's coming out, I want to see that too. It looks good. Something about him being a,
I don't think I realized,
going into some kind of a lawlessness, being an outlaw when he done got out of the outlawing business and now they pulling him back in for one more job.
Really?
I think that's what it is.
Called Eatington?
He doesn't look like an outlaw. He looks like a magazine cover boy.
Yeah. I didn't know he was a Disney star. Yeah,
he was on Disney stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, he's handsome, though. He's cute. He's adorable.
He's very cute.
Squeeze him to death. Just squeeze him.
Squeeze him to death.
Squeeze him till his back pops.
Oh, I need that. Oh, that sounds great.
Huh. And Joaquin Phoenix played Elvis one time. Wasn't that in Walk the Line, that other Elvis movie?
That was Johnny Cash.
That was Johnny Cash, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
That was a good movie.
Was it?
Or I don't know. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Reese Witherspoon was
June
Carter
Cash.
Carter
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deanna Carter's mama.
That's right. Have you been to Graceland?
Wait.
Deanna Carter.
You're kidding.
No.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm. Strawberry wine.
17. Listen, I cried every day of my high school senior year to that song. I was in like a love quarrel, and I'm telling you, Deanna Carter saved the day.
She did?
She did. How do we get there from here? I know all the songs. Oh, my God. I didn't know she was her mom.
She's not.
Oh. I was like, oh, my God, the whole time? What did you ask?
Who?
I don't know. Sorry. I had somebody said something else. I don't know.
Yeah, I was kidding about the Deanna Carter thing.
Yeah, well.
Sorry.
That's fine. Because, you know, I'd be running out telling people. You know what I found out?
What kind of love triangle thing were you in high school?
It wasn't really a triangle. It was just like a love quarrel. Like my heart was broken. My boyfriend went to college.
Me. I forgot. But hang on a second. I got something else I want to ask you though. Okay. That's personal. It's of a personal nature.
Sure.
Okay. Hang on.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
Where we only talk about the up-and-coming celebrities. Today's topic, Deanna Carter.
Can you see it?
Is that a recent picture of her, Lynn?
Yeah. Can you see it?
She's still cute.
She's cute. Cute as a button. 59 years old.
You know, another one of those 90s type country. I don't think she was 90s, though. She was after that. But one of those 90s type country singers that I always thought was really pretty is Shelly Wright, I think was her name.
Okay, I'm familiar.
And then she turned out to be a lesbian, I believe.
Oh.
She caught the lesbian.
Shelly Wright. Here she goes. Hang on.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, wait.
Is she not pretty anymore? Because, I mean, she's older now.
No, she's very pretty.
I clicked on the wrong one.
But I don't want to get sued by her or anything saying that she caught the lesbian. But
I think she's very pretty.
Yeah. Says she's also an activist. So.
Oh, yeah. All women activists are lesbians.
Her spouse is Lauren Blitzer.
Okay, well.
I'll give you some knowledge. First country music artist to publicly identify as LGBTQ+.
Okay.
There you go.
Lindsay, this boyfriend you were talking about that you were crying through high school with because he left for college and all that. Is he the one that took you down the dirt road and shot the gun at night or something? Is he the same one?
No, different one. That one, we started dating right after college, right when I graduated. He played baseball for like a minor league, you know, the A's somewhere. And then got injured, went back to college. To Chapel Hill because he didn't graduate. You know, he got drafted when he was like a freshman. Mm-hmm. So I was dating. So let's see, how old was I? 23, 22 when I graduated. I was dating a 23-year-old that was a sophomore in college.
Oh.
So when he got back into school, we immediately broke up because he started living the college life.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was him. He shot a buck I don't know what it was, the deer, right in front of the car.
As my little friend Jenny would say, did it have sticks on its head?
To be honest with you, I was screaming. I was crying. My mascara was all in my eyes. I was like, I didn't even see it. I didn't look. It scarred me for life. Never spoke to him again.
Yeah. And you didn't even realize at the time how illegal that is to shoot a deer at night, did you?
I do believe after that, I was telling my parents, I was like, this is why we broke up. Like, I'm not, And my dad was like, I'm sorry, he did what? I'm like, yeah, he just said he had this big spotlight on his car and he said, whoa. And it was like in the middle, it was like 10 p.m., stops his truck, gets out, gets his gun, and there we are. Mm-hmm. And my dad's like, thank you for breaking up with him.
Yeah. As a lawman himself, your daddy is not playing that.
Well, and also it's just like crazy that a girlfriend would be in the car, a girl would be in the car with you, and you, if you don't do that on your own time and you're going to get caught, fine. But like, don't take me down with you.
Yeah. A lot of chicks though would find that hot.
I don't know. Like,
oh man, he just oozing damn masculinity.
Ew.
He's a hunter and I'll be his gatherer.
So listen to this. Okay. I don't know if I can even say this. Allegedly.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
I found out maybe a year ago. He is wanted for, okay, so he would get on these dating sites. He would go on dates with these girls.
Allegedly.
Should I say that like every 5 seconds?
No, we covered him.
Take them to his house, get them drunk, and allegedly like take advantage of them. And he did this multiple times. He was on the news, and I know that's not allegedly, I saw it with my own eyes on the news, and now you can't find a trace of him. I think he changed his name, moved, whatever. That's my opinion of what he did, but he that's what a dirtbag he is.
Was he still good looking when you saw him on the news?
No. He looks quite different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know what's going on there, but my jaw was on the floor. I was like, I was in love with this guy. I mean, we dated for like a year.
Oof.
Wow.
I would travel to Florida. He was with the Jupiter, or they, the Hammerheads, or Florida, whatever at the time. And I would go to his games.
Man. I don't know what they call, baseball groupies, you know, like they call NASCAR groupies, pit lizards. Mm-hmm. But you barely missed everything on that. You had this guy when you were young and he ended up being a douchebag that you had to break up with. Then by the time you found your husband, he was already out of baseball and he was in a higher league than this guy was. And, oh man, you just keep missing your boat looking for a major league baseball player.
It was like I was a wannabe cleat chaser.
That's what they're called.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that term because I have a very good friend that only dated baseball players like her whole life. And we called her that as a joke, but she didn't find it funny. it's fine. But yeah, I miss the boat every time.
Mm. Well, this is what I wanted to ask you about. Because when you were doing your Facebook Live thing the other night with my wife and my daughter, you said something about, you had an opportunity to do something, but you didn't because of your boyfriend.
Yeah.
You could have gone to New York and worked for a designer or something.
Yes. Well, an internship, but, I didn't go because of the guy I was seeing at the time. I didn't want to leave. And that's insane.
Did he not tell you to go, or did he try to make you feel guilty about even thinking about going? You know, you're going to leave me.
Listen, this guy wouldn't let me in a leash length for, you know what I'm saying? It was like that type of situation.
Was he older than you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And hell, my life would have been so different. I mean, you can always say that about things, I guess. Like, if I would have done this, my life would, you know. But missing an opportunity like that is insane.
Riggins, can you imagine meeting Lindsay as a New Yorker?
No. No. What I do think is that it's funny. This is the exact plot line from the first season of The Hills. Remember when Elsie Lauren got the opportunity to go to Paris? To work with, I don't know who it was. And she didn't take it because Steven was still at home at Laguna Beach and she couldn't leave him.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God, that's exactly what happened to Lindsay.
It really, I mean, mine wasn't that exciting, but
It's the same thing though. Paris, New York, you had the opportunity to go to this huge city and live out your fashion dreams.
Well, and the guy I was dating would always say, like, aren't you like scared to do that? Like, he made me feel like it would be the most terrifying thing in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh my God, you're right. Like, you're right. I'm so not that. And he made me feel like I wasn't up for the challenge.
But I mean, looking at your life now, you just got to think, sometimes you got to thank God for unanswered prayers, as Garth Brooks says. Because look, you got them babies now that you love. You got a pretty fake plant behind you there.
From Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Got a nice ceiling fan that works great because we see it spinning every day in that mirror.
Every day.
True.
You wouldn't have been able to get to all that stuff if you'd gone to New York.
That's very true.
They don't even allow ceiling fans in New York.
What if I would have married a New York, like a Yankee? Well, not an actual baseball player, but like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you married a guy from Chicago. That's pretty close.
Yeah, similar, but also very different.
Are you talking about like a New Yorker guy with the full yo wee accent kind of thing?
Yes. Yeah. Like close to Jersey.
Yeah, you ought to see this hot little hillbilly I'm dating.
I would have been growing up going to the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Mm.
That could have been me. Snooki could have been me. Kidding. Kidding.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I didn't go now, but, you know, well.
And you know what else you might have become?
A liberal.
Exactly. I don't even want to think about that.
Ooh, sends chills.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream live every weekday at tjriggins.com. Our new homepage works just like an app does, and it's the best way to enjoy the TJ Riggins Show. Or you want to listen later? Make sure you grab the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, tjriggins.com, or YouTube. And a sincere thank you for being a member of the radio family.